Now, as we heard earlier in the programme, it seems our appetite for alcohol is on the up again. Well, a report by NHS Health Scotland suggests sales of alcohol in Scotland have increased for the second year in a row. But for people trying to end a drug or alcohol addiction in Edinburgh, there could be some good news with the launch of the ARC Edinburgh app, which helps people focus on their recovery. It's the result of a collaboration between the City of Edinburgh Council and the winners of the 2014 Edinburgh Apps Challenge. Well, to tell us more, we're joined now by Anne-Marie Mann, co-creator of the app, and also by David Williams from Edinburgh Drug and Alcohol Partnership. Hello, both.
Hello. Hi.
Anne-Marie, first of all, run us through how this app works.
It works in lots of different ways. First of all, it makes it really easy to see all of the great services and meetings that are available in Edinburgh. So once you have the app, there's a button called Meetings, and it helps you find all the meetings either by day or location. It's also got some other features which help people focus on their recovery and keep them motivated to see how they're progressing.
What sort of things?
Well, we have some mindfulness audio activities that they can take part in. There is also some inspirational quotes. We've also got a diary feature where people can take pictures or write down notes about some of the highs and lows that are happening in their life so that they can later reflect on it just to see how things are going.
So what made you come up with this?
I had seen the health challenge for Edinburgh Apps, and I think it's a very sad fact today that lots of people know somebody who's been affected in some way by people who are addicted to drugs or alcohol. And I think that Edinburgh already has such a great network to support people who are in recovery from addiction to drugs or alcohol, that modern society, people expect everything at their fingertips and app-based. And just getting the people who need these services, making it easy for them to be able to access it and find out about what's on their doorstep and the kind of recovery network that's there that can help support them and build a new life with them, I think that was really important. And I thought this was such a great opportunity that we could take this forward. And I was really passionate about helping people and supporting people in that way.
So, David, what do you think of the app?
Tremendously pleased with it, and that's partly because it fills gaps that we know were there. We've got a huge, as Anne-Marie was alluding to, there's a huge recovery network out there. There's 150 plus activities every week where people can go and get hope and inspiration and hear other people's experiences. So we know that there's this huge asset there that we're really keen that people are able to tap into. That was something we already knew, but as we've gone along developing the app, we've been speaking continuously to the recovery community and getting people's views. So we're enthusiastic because we knew that there was a problem there, but we're even more enthusiastic because we're getting so much feedback from the people who need the app that it's just what they feel that they need.
Yeah, tell us what they're saying to you about it.
I think the area that sparked most passion and enthusiasm has been the opportunity just to see the sheer scale of the options that are available. It's been almost universally well received by people. People have been very keen to come along and tell us additional things that need to be in there. And people who are a little bit further on in their recovery can very much cast their mind back to the moment when it would have been most useful. As they went into early recovery and they start asking questions about, are there people out there like me, or what would I do if I wasn't drinking or using drugs? How would I fill my time? How would I plan to get from one day's end to the next?
Yeah. Anne-Marie, are you hoping then this can be rolled out to other cities, just briefly?
Yeah, it would be great. We've already had some feedback saying, oh, my friends in Fife would really like to use this, but the information isn't there. So it would be really great if we could see it sort of expand and roll out to other cities and give that sort of local touch to these kind of services so that everybody can access them.
OK, thank you very much indeed, Anne-Marie Mann, who was co-creator of the app, and David Williams from Edinburgh Drug and Alcohol Partnership.